Hello, everyone. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm back with my favorite tag team partner.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, here for the 15th of September, Sunday. And can you believe we're already halfway through the month, Lisa?
Don't even talk to me about how time flies. I want to hear more about Sunday Fun Day and the Weekend of Love. Let's focus on that instead of the fact that it's just whizzing by this year.
Well, everyone, I want you to savor today because, again, we're still feeling that Jupiter Venus trine from yesterday that perfected late last night. And we're going to be feeling it all day. But it just keeps getting better, Lisa. Can I tell you about it?
Please do.
Okay. So at 11 in the morning, we have the moon trining Jupiter and trining Venus. So two trines happening at the same time. Jupiter, Venus and the moon are all getting together for a grand air trine.
Wow. All right. Well, I've got good news and a little grounding news. That 10 of Wands shows up. What I love about this is when we expand, when opportunities like the Grand Trine always brings in an ease aspect to expand. Moon, Venus, Jupiter. So it's dialing up what we love, what we want, and the opportunities to meet it. It's also going to dial up fear because you're on, it's like going from the minor leagues to the major leagues. You're in a whole new playing field and you're a little bit new here in these expanded opportunities. So don't be surprised if fear wants to step in and start nitpicking or squeezing you down. This is a place where you've got to absolutely ground yourself so that you can take it to that next level, taking good care of yourself. So that you can let yourself be inspired, you can let yourself be lit up, you can let yourself explore these exciting new opportunities without feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we get any other celestial support for that today?
Well, yes, we do actually, because at 2:42 p.m., the moon sextiles Chiron. That gives us an emotional a contentness, right? And that goes along with the grand air trine with the moon, Venus, and Neptune of contentment, harmony, bonding, right? And it just gets reinforced with that sextile to Chiron.
And this 10 says that you're not like letting the childhood wound decide your adult actions. It's like that just, it's like so clear. You may feel a little unsteady, again, you went from, local theater to a hit Broadway play or a major movie. So you're in unfamiliar territory, but you've got this. Moving in that easy aspect with Chiron says, you can do this. You do not have to let your fears of past powerlessness, flavor this moment. You can do it.
Right. I will mention, though, Lisa, at 10 p.m., the moon will square Uranus, which brings about an emotional restlessness, sudden reactions, even impulsiveness. So we need to be aware of that as the day find,
Wraps up.
Thank you. As the day wraps up, yes.
What I want to bring in with that is you have a choice to make, and this 10 gives us more insight about that. Moon square Uranus says that you can either choose to separate yourself from the expansion because the unknown feels too scary. That's what happens when we're not grounded. Or you can separate yourself from letting fear make those decisions, and you can make them for yourself. This is an empowered one that says you decide. Fears get to drive the bus, or your adult self who can integrate the fear and still keep driving. That's your choice. And what a great way to wrap up the weekend of love. It's always the case. As we expand, fear expands with it because we're in the unknown. Okay? So ground those fears, believe you can do this, take care of those fearful younger yous, but keep your hand, the adult hand, on the wheel. You're in the major leagues now. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.